somebody that knows anything?
Yeah, he's Ray Price's
administrator. Must not be too bright then, because he's given Price a different figure from me.
Really?
Yes. Price says in his speech that we have cut individual income taxes by $22 billion. Now, I asked Gergen the question as to whether or not we have cut taxes, whether we have provided. I didn't give a shit whether it was 69 or what year, whether our tax cut was the biggest in history. He said no. He refers to the 69 cut. He said it was $8 billion, and then he went into percentages and all that crap. I'm not caring about percentages. I'm caring about the gross number. You understand?
Yep.
And so if he gave Price $22 billion and gives me $8, find out what the hell the score is.
The question that you gave me, which I asked him, was the 69 tax cut.
Well, then fine. And so I'm... Let's go further.
Okay.
Just say, how much have we cut taxes? And have we not cut taxes in this administration? We haven't provided the biggest tax cuts in this administration. And, you know,
right.
Which is what he knows what the hell the question is, because that's what Price had in his document. That's the point he was making, the $22 billion cut.
Okay.
And the other figure, the only other one, he was comparing corporate with this and that and the other thing. But get somebody on it who's thinking politically, you understand what I mean?
Yep.
And isn't just trying to, you know, to make the points. See, what he says is that the largest, he goes back to 64, he says the largest cut in individual income tax in 48 when they were reduced by 22%. I don't give a shit about the percent, because the actual dollar then was only $4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Even by that, it was $8 billion in 69. Then he goes on to say that the largest individual tax was a cut, but then I can't tell whether it was individual and corporate, was 9 2/10. I would think that was individual only. And he said the 1969 figure is 11%. I'm not caring about the percentage. I'm caring only about the amount. And it has to be a hell of a lot more than 8 3/10 in order to prove the other point, I mean, other than the other points. I just want to know, what was the tax cut, how much tax cuts did this administration provided?
Okay.
We have provided the biggest tax cuts of any administration in history. Just find out whether that is true or not true. Could you do that?
Yep.
Get that. I probably should talk to him because I don't think he really understands the goddamn thing.
He's
being terribly technical, you know. Like, for example, that I asked him about the CEA thing. I know what it is, 31% of our national income. Tell me that it's about 31% of our national income was collected in taxes. I understand that. Understand? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
By all units of government. Now, the question is, would the addition in taxes required by the $140 billion McGovern budget, what does that make? In other words, you get my point?
No.
Okay. At the present time, with a budget of approximately $250 billion, 31% of our national income goes to taxes.
Correct.
McGovern's going to add $140 billion to the budget. Get the point?
Yep.
All right. What does that make the percentage?
Okay.
See?
Yep.
Probably in the magnitude of 45 or so, I guess is, but...
Well...
But he can figure it out.
It wouldn't be proportionally above the 250 because it...
It doesn't include local.
This is only...
But you understand, the federal bite is about 80% of it. The federal bite. It's about 75 to 80% is my recollection.
Okay.
But at least he can find out.
Sure.
And, of course, with the... tell him to figure it out with the $1,000 thing in it, too.
Okay.
Get my point?
Yep.
With an increase, with the $1,000 thing, and then just with the increases in the budget. See, both ways. With the increases in the budget.
The 140, and use the 140
billion. 120, 130, whatever it was. I don't know what figure they're finally cost of the budget out. How much of a percent of our national income will have to be collected by taxes?
Okay.
And don't be cute about it. Just say that raises so much. Then with a $1,000 proposal, what is it, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll get to 50%, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
All I need to do is to get to 50%.
Okay.
affect some of these other figures so far. Let me ask you this. I probably can use one of the people up here to work on this goddamn thing. I mean, to do some of this checking and so forth. And I'm debating between Andrews and who's the other fellow, Bakshin. The only problem is I've never worked with Bakshin. I don't know what is, how fast he is, or do you know him?
Nope. And I have no idea how that would work.
The problem I have, Bob, is this. Basically, Bakshin's philosophical approach is much more in tune with what I'm trying to get across. I've worked with the other fellow before, and it'll be a little harder to bring him around, you know what I mean, to some of the things, but it might be useful. Now that we have a sensitive problem, I don't want to bring Price up because I don't want to get him, you know, mulling around with the goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest? Just bring up Andrews?
Yep. And, either one. Andrews, if you want him for figures and stuff, Andrews may be better.
Do some writing.
But I think either one, or we can bring both of them up.
Why don't you bring both? You explain the Price. I just want them here because they've got some things in their drafts. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That I want to check out. Just bring them up, and I'll see what the hell I can. Let me see.
Actually, you're probably better off to bring one or the other and let him call on anything you want.
Well, let me read their damn drafts again and see whether I think Andrews can hack it. If he can, it's easier to do it because he's worked before. And
Bakshin is apparently, a very bright, sharp guy, so I don't think he'd have any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He's young also. So I think either one of them could.
Why don't you bring, I'll give you a call in about 5 minutes. Let me just read the thing over just once more to see whether he's sort of on track.
Okay.
And then did you get to Ehrlichman by any chance?
Yes, he was out to dinner, and I got him just a little while ago, and he got back.
Ideas?
Yeah, he's got a lot of ideas. I'm not sure they...
So you want to talk about the environment?
No, he boiled it down. He likes the idea of reciting the accomplishments and the things to be done.
Oh, God.
Rather than what he considers the essentially negative nature of the other approach, which he feels is thematically negative.
In other words, he wants the laundry list. That's really what it gets down to.
Yeah, and I argued against that, and then
no way you can really do it.
He, in the process, says the key here is that it should be uplift, not attack, and then talk about how to do it. And that he was trying to develop his argument. He makes the point that McGovern's, that there's a basic thing, which apparently he discussed with you, that he feels fits this, which is that McGovern's tactics and his approach are an attack on the institutions of this country, not on the administration.
I understand that.
And that the issue here, therefore, is not the incumbent versus the challenger, but the view of the nation and its institutions.
That's what I'm answering.
Right. I know.
Three areas I'm picked.
Right.
Picked
one is the uncharted sea with an unknown navigator, and the other is, what we have. Then he says, so the conflict is between McGovern and all that we as a nation hold dear, not between two men contending for the presidency.
I agree with that.
And he says, McGovern's done this to himself, so we can cement him into it. We didn't do it to him. We should force him to stay on the position of being in an assault against the institutions.
Well, the whole economic one is easy that way, and I think the foreign policy.
It is.
And frankly, so is the law and order one.
Then John makes the point that this forum, in other words, the convention with the TV audience you have, is, he feels, the ideal place to talk about what you've done and what's left to do and build the past as prologue. concept. Then he came up with, I guess, his...
Bob, the what's his done thing, though, is,
yeah.
as I've read every draft here, there is no way...
The laundry list.
You can, no way you can do it. We have, you know, we have done this. We have had the largest tax cut.
Yeah.
We've cut inflation in half. We have had the national legacy of the parks. And I really think cataloguery, and this is one thing, the only contribution Sapphire made, I just think it's deadly.
Yeah.
It's deadly as hell now.
Well,
John thinks maybe people want to hear it now.
Well, John, then he understands the argument against that, too, and it bothers him. Well, then he said maybe the approach is to, in a sense, divide this speech in half. First, make the point that we're in the midpoint of a course, started in 1969, we're halfway through it, that runs through to 76. The direction of that course is clear, and it leads to a point where we want to be, and define that. But now, the second part of the speech is, we're met with the challenge to this course from an alien ideology, in effect, that says that these points that we're leading to should not be our end points. So this whole thing is a question of goals. I believe this is where we want to be. We've come a ways towards this. The opponent believes we should be somewhere else. And lay it that way. Now, that's essentially what you have in the one approach.
Extended. The only problem is that it really gets back, Bob, over and over again, though, to the fact that if anybody starts to write it, it comes out as a catalog.
Yep. Well, then,
and I read it to you. I mean, I read the best catalog we had.
Yep. Well, I think that's terrible.
Well, that's the catalog. I mean, we've done.
Well,
Price's is catalog.
No, but John said he agrees with the concept of not going through all the catalog listing, but rather to just cover the three main things and where we are in those things.
Yeah.
He argues strongly that you need the net result needs to be leaving the flavor that we're just on the threshold of some great stuff and that McGovern's going to throw it away. But most important, as he thinks, is to say what we've accomplished.
Well, that I disagree with.
Yeah.
You see, when you say what we've accomplished, I think I agree with you that they're going to hit that over and over and over and over again, and I don't think people give one goddamn about that.
I don't either. Well, no, but he's talking about just in those three areas, not in the whole, you know, not reciting what we've done for the Eskimos and the environment.
You know what I mean? That we've cut inflation in half, that we've added 4 million jobs. Big deal.
And that where we're going is in a, you know, a domestic economic picture where there'll be the jobs in a growing economy, not based on war, and, you know, the whole standard shot, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I see his point.
But not based on giving it all, you know, taking it all away from everybody who has it and giving it to everybody who doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to get his view. Sort of a hard for anybody to, you know, come up with anything here, because, you know, when they ever sat down to do it, they'd come up just like Ray and all the others, or virtually all with the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's is all a catalog. Factions is pretty much.
It's the in a sense, the logical approach.
Well, I know. It's the easiest, too.
Well, when you're up for re-election, you go out and say, here's what I've done, so put me back in.
Mm-hmm. You think it's right?
No.
That's my problem.
I don't.
I just don't think it is. I don't know whether Connolly would agree with it, but I don't think Connolly thinks that's the right one. I mean, that we have accomplished all these great things, so put us back in.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's what John really thinks we should say, isn't it?
Yep, I guess so. And he argues that
people don't know what we've done.
Other people will be saying it, but that they won't have the audience that you will. The same point, you know, I mentioned tonight, which there's some validity to. Regardless of how much is covered by others, it's not going to match what's covered by you in the audience reached or the effectiveness. And that's a basic fact. But I still don't think that what you've accomplished on, you know, that we're covering that litany in other things in the convention. We're covering it in our advertising commercials. We're covering it in, you know, the stuff that
the speakers talk about. The thing that sort of impressed me about your analysis is that we are going to be doing it. We're going to be hitting it over and over and over again in the campaign. And I don't feel very comfortable, frankly, standing up before the people bragging about what I've done.
Well, that's what I don't like.
That's not my style.
I don't like the posture of you standing there saying, I've done a hell of a job for you, so send me back.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather, it seems to me, you're in a much better posture to be standing there saying, this is what I think, where I think we ought to be, where we're heading. But the other guy thinks we ought to head somewhere else.
That's right.
Now, you people have got to decide where you want to head. And then let other people make the case that you're the most competent guy to get us there and all that sort of thing. And that's going to come through by, you can't go up there and say,
John,
I'm more competent.
Most people aren't going to hear it. And of course, he's
partly right.
Yeah, that's right. And he's naturally influenced. I mean, it's part of the problem here really is the other thing, Bob, is the whole thrust of our, well, let's face it, the whole thrust of most of our people is hit the domestic issues.
Well, John's isn't, in that he said,
sure.
Yeah, his argument was on the foreign thing.
Well.
And he felt that
well, the strongest
thing he was talking about ties right into China, for instance. And then he also said that it's terribly important, he thinks, in the foreign area, that to the degree you can, you give the feeling of the whole canvas and the interrelationship rather than taking any one segment. I mean, how China relates to Russia, to Middle East, to Africa, to so on. To show your grasp of the complexity. That's the thing that people don't understand that really sets you, I mean, that people are impressed by.
That would take one whole speech, though.
Well, sure it would.
So we can't do that. No, we can hint at it.
That you can, that's...
Yeah.
His point is that really sets you apart from McGovern, in that it's clear you know what you're talking about, you have a concept and a workable plan within that concept, where McGovern has no idea at all in this area.
And of course, McGovern never mentions it.
Nope. Well, he's smart. He should.
They're all very, very, all the Democrats, they don't tackle us on China or Russia. I mean, that's one that's, well, they'll say, well, with all these trips, don't mean anything, and why don't we cut military expenditures more and all that.
Yeah,
crap.
But that's
sort of sour grapes. And,
he's going to stay away. He's not really attacking on that basis, though.
Right. Okay, fine. Fine, I'll if you could just get this fellow, Gergen, to get the point.
Yep.
I want to know, isn't this the biggest, and I don't mean percentage,
right.
Dollar.
Biggest dollar.
Tax amount cut.
Of reductions to cut.
For individuals.
For individuals.
Because corporate taxes, we raised before $4 billion and so forth. But isn't this the biggest individual tax cut in this of any administration in history? I'm sure it is. If his figure of $22 billion is correct, that he has in Price's draft,
yeah.
I don't think Price would have it in unless it was correct.
No, nope, I don't think so either.
See? So it must be that Price has got another year in there.
Yep. Well, okay.
What happens, you see, is this.
Does Price's draft say individual taxes?
Yep.
Well, yeah, because we didn't cut corporate
anyway. Corporate were raised.
Yeah.
No. What has happened here is this, that Gergen is looking at it in terms of the year 16.